right, so that's our new intro.
Hey,
new
what's jingle. Up? You can just say, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to the podcast, episode 3.
Jamie means I love in French.
It does, yeah, J'aime.
And it sounds really pretty.
J'aime or something.
J'aime.
No, what did you say?
Jamie.
Means what?
Means I love.
No, it means my friend.
No.
No, really.
Show him the page.
Well, no, that might... No, but literally translating it... Yeah, but literally translating it, j'ai ami, or something like that, means my friend.
And I'm everybody's fucking friend.
He's everyone's friend, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have a problem with anybody.
We took about a week and a half off.
Fucking, yeah, because of this guy.
Because of this guy.
No, yeah, right. He's trying to blame it on me.
Who else is there to blame? I was here.
Yeah, right. Because you sleep here.
I do sleep here.
Yeah,
I do.
Your thing wasn't even...
Yes, exactly. So, a few things that happened while we were away.
Okay.
Nothing important.
Fuck you. I moved out of my old place.
No, not even that. We set up, there's a new email address for the show.
Oh, yeah.
The Jared and Jamie Show at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
And myspace.com/
No, it's gotta be one or the other.
Myspace.com/
Is it slashing like this to you? That's backslash.
No, it's forward.
Well, okay, well then, is it like that?
No.
Yeah, that's still back. Whatever.
/ the Jared and Jamie Show, where
so
you
that
can get
all over
pictures,
again
exclusive content, be our friends, send us messages, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
Jamie might actually leave you a comment or a message.
I probably
they're
will.
Quite funny because of just he thinks too fast and his fingers don't move fast enough, so it usually comes out all jumbled.
Like, hey, how you doing? That was an awesome story. Yeah, I'll see you then.
And Jewel, if you do what most people do by using MySpace to backtrack and find out what people are doing and who's talking to your friend or who your girlfriend or boyfriend's talking to, you'll find out that Jamie and Billy recently had a conversation about cutting your fucking hair or something.
What?
Faggot.
Whoa.
Really?
When was this?
I don't know. We'll
go
back. What
the hell are you talking about?
We can put it all on there. Or you guys are more than welcome to go
check
it out.
What's the website?
myspace.com/TheJaredAndJamieShow.
Cool. Very cool. All right.
And we got an email from Mike McHugh.
Word.
From Trip the Light.
Trip the Light.
Good band. Great people.
Great people.
Funny people. And he said, this is fucking funny.
Wow.
Good work.
Dude, he was the valedictorian of my graduating class at Tri-County.
He was.
And in such short words, what was that again?
This is fucking funny. Good work.
Wow.
So if a valedictorian's gonna listen to it...
You should too.
And everyone check out Trip the Light. They're awesome. myspace.com/TripTheLight.
Yeah, there you go.
Rock. Trip the Light Rock. LIGHT.
Okay, and rock is spelt with a C and a K.
Like cock, but rock.
All right. So
Jamie, what's been going on?
I moved out of my old place. I was threatened to be homeless again for the third time. And then my parents finally decided to let me put my stuff there and sleep there for a little while. But then told me I couldn't... I was raised by them, but they don't trust me enough to stay in their house when they're not there. So they were going on vacation, so they locked me out for 2 days. I asked them if I could sleep outside in the tent.
That was not a button. Keep it real.
So I asked him, I was like, all right, I tried making like light of the situation, making kind of a joke. I'm like, so I don't mind if I can't stay inside because you know what? I haven't had a bathroom for the past 2 months. What's the difference now? I go, can I sleep in a tent outside? And they're like, where are you going to get the tent? And I go, I don't know. I can just figure it out. It's a tent. And then he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. So totally making an ass out of himself. Luckily, I went and chilled with my boy Keith. He helped me out with a place to stay. And
does he have a tent?
No, he had a room and a dog and a bathroom and
stuff. Oh, and this is the kid that's going to hook you up with a new place.
Yeah, hopefully. It seems pretty cool.
And you told me the major selling points were a room.
A room.
A bathroom.
Bathroom.
Which you haven't had in a while.
Haven't had in like 2 or 3 months.
And a modified Xbox.
A mod Xbox, yeah. We were just listening to the Buddha Lounge, and it was like chant music and shit like that. And it's all these fucking like, oh my god, I can't even explain. It's all these different changing things, kind of like
please don't.
No, kind of like they have on what's it called? Windows Media? No, what's that thing that with the window and you play music? The Winamp? No. What's that fucking
There's
thing
probably
called?
A million programs that do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. Whatever. QuickTime? Something like that. But you can click, like, the thing. Yeah, Windows Media Player. And you can fucking make the little image, like, oh my dance God, or whatever.
That's such... Yeah.
But
I
it's
know
like,
exactly what you're talking about.
But they're wicked tripped out. They're like,
yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Shut and the if, fuck up.
It was who sits huge. There and watches that, though?
You did, for like 2 hours. It was fucking awesome.
Are you serious?
Oh, my
right
God,
now?
Dude. I, oh, my God. It was so graphically well done. It was almost like, have you ever seen, what's it called, The Mind's Eye? It was a 3D animation back in the day or whatever. Really fucking cool shit. Like, just 3D models and stuff. But this is all just like... Because of the music, I'm assuming, the tempo and the melody of the music or whatever, it makes all these different weird shapes. You know that shit.
I guess, but remember when I was letting you listening to... I can't even speak. Nope. Letting you listen to Damien Rice.
Damien Rice, who is
Damien
that?
Damien Rice. You probably don't remember, but he's amazing. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of him and probably listened to him. Well, but...
Plug.
You said... Oh. This is the most stoner thing you've ever said to me in your entire life, Jamie.
Get it out.
Yes. I go, oh, you're going to love this guy. And you go, oh, my God. You would, if you listen to this guy tripping on shrooms, you'd love him so much more because, like, the music would be in, like, 3D.
Do shrooms. You understand what I'm talking about?
It makes no sense.
Oh, then I must have liked it.
Then that's good. That's
well,
very
then,
good.
Yeah, check that guy out, whoever that is.
Damien Rice. New CD, November 21st. Amazing.
Is it called Amazing?
No, it's called Nine.
That's what they talk about. That's what they call it on the street, though, right?
Amazing. The street is amazing. The streets of Ireland.
Y'all, that in a dime sack.
You know, there are... Did we talk about this? There's no snakes in Ireland.
What? I'm sure there's fucking snakes in Ireland.
There's not one snake in Ireland. I don't even remember where I heard that from.
You know anything about that? No? Okay.
It's true.
So, if you're Irish, are you afraid of snakes? And they're not indigenous to your area.
They really aren't.
So then, let's put it this way. Would you be more afraid of snakes because they're not indigenous to your area, so you don't have any, like, encounters with them?
But they're not
okay.
Afraid of potatoes, and those are all over the place.
Shut the fuck up. Fucking potatoes. no, but think about it.
Tater snakes?
Would you have the ability to be more afraid of something because it's not around you all the time and your imagination goes to work? Or would you be more afraid of it if it was around and you were like, fuck?
Well, clowns aren't around all the time and I hate clowns.
What are you talking about?
So
I'm a clown.
Fuck.
Whoa! Hey, Jared! Woohoo! I'm a clown!
Ah, you
I'm
are.
I'm a clown!
Jerry, sit down.
I'm a clown.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that, I got lifesavers for a nose.
Oh, listen to this. I bought that huge pack of lifesavers, right?
Yeah, they've been sitting there for like a month.
They've been sitting there.
Can I have one?
Yeah,
can I have like, I'll eat them all at once.
A whole pack? If you eat the whole pack at once, save that for later though. But,
yeah, we should shut the lights off and watch our mouth glow.
Okay, but anyways, I bought that whole pack, the whole box. There's seriously like...
I can have one, right?
No, not right now.
What the
You're
fuck?
You're gonna eat the whole thing at once, you said.
You son of a bitch.
If I'm wasting a whole pack of lifesavers. Anyways, what is it? It's just a box of packages of lifesavers, right?
Yeah, I like the box, though.
So my girlfriend makes fun of me for buying that huge box, saying I'm never gonna eat that many lifesavers.
She had bad breath.
And how she doesn't... No, she has good breath.
Yeah, relatively good breath, but not a very good
no,
one.
No. She has really good breath, and she said they're gross, blah, blah, blah. Why are you going to buy all those lifesavers? You're never going to eat them, whatever. So I go, you know what? Fine. Don't have any if you don't
yeah.
like them. If you're going to make fun of them, don't eat them.
How many has she had?
So listen, no, wait. I dropped them on the floor, and you notice how some of them are missing. I thought maybe they rolled under. I thought
they did.
I thought my mom, oh, there's some under there?
Yeah,
whatever.
I swear I saw a couple roll under.
I gave a pack to my mom.
Yeah.
My friend, so I don't know. The other day in the car,
I don't like them.
I asked my girlfriend for a pack, a piece of gum, right? She goes, I don't have any gum. You want a mint? I go, all right, I'll have a mint. It's my fucking lifesaver. My lifesavers that she offers me that she stole.
You got 8 of them. I got plenty. You can have here. You want a pack?
Yeah, but you she stole them.
That's okay. Women steal a lot, and we just can't like worry about that shit.
We can't. But
hey, Hurley, what's up?
Whatever, girls, keep it real. So Jamie,
what up?
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Why does Nancy suck so bad?
Good fucking question.
For those of you who don't remember, Nancy worked with Jamie. If you haven't been listening to the podcast,
Really? I've already bitched about her before?
You've bitched about her last podcast. And we apologize for last podcast. The quality wasn't so good. We don't know if it was a problem uploading it or the bitrate, which is all technical jargon.
That's new to me.
But why does Nancy suck?
Wow. No, not just Nancy. And I'm sorry if there's people out there that are cool named Nancy. Like Nancy from The Craft. She
or
was
Nancy
pretty cool.
Reagan.
No, she ain't
alive?
Cool.
She's alive.
I don't think the Reagans are cool. Anyways. That just proves my theory. Every fucking person I've ever met named Nancy.
Or Nan.
See? Yeah, it sucked. Really, really, really bad. Let's put it this way. Is it me, or is it like every person named Nancy has to take like 12 pills a day to function in her life without killing herself?
Did she have
herself?
One of those pill holders that were marked SM?
Does your Nancy have one of those?
FS.
I think those are cool, and I would like to put like random drugs in there, like Vicodin on Monday, and just have a month of just my friends putting my ecstasy where my Vicodin was supposed to be, and my Vicodin where my rolls are. Well, same difference. But anyways, no, I don't think she has one of those. Her Nancy just ends up taking it out of fucking my girlfriend's stepmother. Her name's Nancy. She takes her pills out of like a little pill bottle or whatever. And let's see. Nancy Campbell sucks at life too. That's the lady.
Disapproving stares from Jamie's girlfriend. Do you want to give her social security number out or her address if anyone wants to contact her? Because you probably shouldn't be giving her whole name, but whatever.
No, that was, Nancy Campbell was the other lady.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna give out Nancy's name. That's the other Nancy that sucks.
All right.
But then, so I haven't met any Nancys that are cool. If you're a Nancy and you're listening,
email us.
And you're cool, drop us an email.
Jared and Jamie Show at yahoo.com.
Or MySpace Jared and Jamie Show.
They can't just put that in. It's MySpace.com/the Jared and Jamie Show.
Oh, the.
Was
that your idea for the?
It was. I didn't, you know. There's another Jared and Jamie Show I had to put in the.
Are you serious?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, you better be.
So
this is the only one. as far as I know.
So I was at work the other day.
You
right?
were. Because you and do that.
There are
daily.
I do work pretty much daily.
Mm-hmm.
Or nightly, once a week.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A lady comes up to me, old lady. She goes, son, where are the energy drinks?
What?
She said, where are the energy drinks? She must have been like 75.
Really?
So I'm like, oh sweet. Yeah.
Now was she a deadly 75 or was she a kicking 75?
She was a deadly 75.
Really? So her skin was falling off. She was wearing something that looks like it's been on her for a month and moths have eaten the shit out of it.
She was dressed nice. She was one of those nicely dressed old people.
Okay, so she was just unfortunately decaying
old,
from the inside.
Yeah, she was old. And she wanted energy drinks. So I'm like, you know what? First cool old person I've met. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, let me show you where they are. I'm like, what do you want? We have Red Bull. We got Monster. We got all this other junk. I prefer Red Bull. I like it.
I like Lost.
So I bring her over there. She goes... She looks at me, for one, like I'm stupid, right? She goes, I don't want this. You guys don't have Carnation Instant Breakfast?
That's what she was talking about, Renee.
Yeah, so...
that is kind of an old lady energy
Carnation
drink.
Instant Breakfast is old people.
Well, you're going to love it in an instant.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it in an instant.
Okay, so I used to have to drink Carnation Instant Breakfast before school, and I actually enjoyed it.
I'm sure it's like a milkshake.
Well, no, it powered my day.
Did it?
It really did.
It
didn't suit me like the energy drinks do now, but it gave me some good feeling. It was like chocolate milk in the morning. It's good for you, man.
Not a button. But anyways, to go with the same thing, sort of, as far as milkshakes are concerned, I knew a girl who wanted to lose weight, so she was doing Weight Watchers milkshakes. Slim Fast, not Weight Watchers,
yeah.
Slim Fast. So she thought if you drank that with a meal, because she liked it so much, that's how you lose the weight.
Wow.
Instead of drinking it instead of a meal.
Oh.
She gained some...
Yeah.
Some,
hey, you know what else about milkshakes? My milkshakes bring all the...
boys
to the yard.
That would have been much funnier if you actually knew the lyrics.
And they're like, damn, it's better than yours.
But anyways, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a new segment we're going to put in place of Jamie, what the fuck were you thinking?
Cool.
And
we might
my
have
mom,
a guest.
My a special guest, my mom. She is making us beef stew right now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's heating up.
It's heating up. And she's going to come on the show and talk about her favorite show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some favorite shows, and we're going to talk about some good flavors in beef stew.
Some good flavors in beef stew. If you guys can figure that out, you're better than
us. Oh, no.
All right. We'll be back.
Peace. Let me see the paper.
Hey, what's up? We're back.
Yo, yo.
And
we're about we got a very special guest, somebody who's always made everything a lot cooler.
But definitely stay tuned because we're going to be premiering Jamie's newest rap song.
It's kind of new. Did it last week. So
did it last week. He's setting up a demo.
Yeah, I'm
it's on there.
Yeah, it's on.
We got some other stuff on there.
But
tonight was your the first listen to Jamie's new rap song, and we're gonna have a new segment coming up. We also got this one with my lovely mother.
Yep. Laura, you can say hi.
Hi.
That's Laura. She's really sweet.
We call her Mom.
Yeah. So,
M-U-M. Mom.
So, Lori, Flavor of Love, you like the show?
I love
Love the show. Flavor Flav! Wearing the clock. Who does wear a clock that big around their neck besides Flavor Flav?
And you did ask us that question.
I did.
I don't know.
Does that make any sense?
No, it makes no sense.
Wait, I got somebody. One of the littles. You remember that cartoon with the little people that lived in the walls? If they wore like a stopwatch around their neck, that's what it would look like.
It would.
Flavor but anyways.
Like a little.
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of.
Anyways, so.
So what happened on Flavor of Flip?
I can't believe New York. No. I can't believe New York and Delicious. Delicious. You liked Delicious, right?
I like Delicious better.
Better than New York. I mean, it's kind of like picking dog shit or chocolate. You know what I mean?
No. And it has nothing to do.
Oh, no.
It has nothing to
do.
No,
listen.
You
can't do this.
With...
You guys are weird.
Oh, we are weird.
You are weird.
Don't worry. We're going to...
You don't even want us to start telling stories about
okay,
you.
Okay, hold on.
And then they might think you're a little
okay,
weird.
Fine. Why don't we just skip to our new segment? We've got a new segment. This is an awesome idea, and we're going to go with it, and it's called... Mad Libs with Mom.
Mad Libs with Mom.
And it's just going to be a quick, we're going to do a Mad Lib with me and Lori.
For those of you who aren't aware what Mad Libs are.
Yep, you stick a noun or a verb or an adjective or
different
whatever
parts of speech through pre-written.
Dialogue, stuff, whatever, little stories. And we always tend to make them funny, so.
And we're gonna alternate.
Yep.
Jamie's going to go first.
Okay.
And because my mom hated her boss.
Yes, I did, and I still
What's
do.
Her name?
Yeah.
I can't say
Don't
her
say her last name.
Yeah, no. Just say, or just...
No, everybody would know.
Endy?
Oh.
Endy? With a W?
Oh, no. Yeah, let's call her,
Mendy.
Mick...
Let's call her Mendy.
Or Mick King? I don't know.
Her name's
okay.
Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
This Mad Lib is titled My Boss. So, Jamie, we're gonna do this really quick, because we don't have all night.
Yep.
I need an adjective.
Adjective, what is that again?
It's a describing word.
Oh, a describing word. Robustly.
Robust.
Okay, robust.
Mom, I need a number. That's easy enough.
Eight.
Number eight. And I need a plural noun. Cox.
Yeah, okay. You can throw one in. He might throw funny ones in.
Jamie, noun.
Noun,
Thank you, Mom.
The taint.
The taint. Mom, do you know what the taint is?
No.
We will go over that after.
Okay.
Mom, we need a noun.
Anything. Meatball sandwich.
Vagine. Meatball sandwich.
Cheese.
Very
ball
good
cheese
one.
Or just cheese?
No, cheese.
Ball cheese.
Yeah, ball cheese. Bald cheese.
Ball cheese.
Okay.
That's coming straight from my mom. I need a noun.
A noun.
And no, that's from me. Not you. You're next.
Okay.
Noun, person, place, or thing. I'm gonna say, the whorehouse.
Whorehouse. Okay. Okay. What do I have now?
Jamie, adjective again.
Adjective again. Damn.
Smelly, slimy, sticky, dirty.
Wet.
throw wet down. I'll take the next one. Damn, that was
wet.
Good.
Okay, Mom. Good job. Jamie, noun.
Noun. Ooh, okay.
Not a button.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Stained lederhoses. Lederhosen.
Stained?
Stained.
Stained?
Yeah.
Lederhosen?
Yeah.
What is that?
Isn't that like something that, isn't it like a girdle almost?
Never heard of
that. Never heard of
it. I think it's Swedish. I don't know. That's why we've
why
never
you say
really
it's
heard
stained
of it.
Girdle.
Why don't we say
stained jockstrap.
Stained jockstrap.
Yeah, that's pretty self-evident.
Okay. in my turn, noun again.
I thought I was next.
Yeah, let
her
go.
Okay, fine. Noun.
Jared.
Ah, good. Nice setup. Jared.
Jared, okay. Noun, I'm going to say squirrel penis.
Good one. Ooh, ooh, I got a wicked good one.
Okay, Jamie, adjective.
Adjective.
Would you like to pass?
Is there a noun coming up soon? Ooh, yeah.
Yes, there's
a
plan.
Go ahead.
Okay, Mom, adjective.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Mm, good one. I even said mm.
Jamie, plural noun.
Upper vascular hoods. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Plural noun.
Mm.
I'm going to say...
Ass cracks?
No, I don't think it would
be. Semen stains?
Semen stains.
Good one. It's wordy. It's a wordy game.
It's a wordy game, Mom.
Yeah.
Jamie, noun.
No, she can go.
You can go, Mom, noun.
The bus stop.
Oh, good one.
Bus stop.
See, this is the shit that
was
we need.
Good. That was good. Okay, Jamie, adjective. Oh, no, noun. Sorry.
Noun, cranky beaver.
Cranky beaver. Okay, adjective. I'm gonna say stinky.
Stinky?
Jamie, noun.
No, she can go.
The bathtub. Person, place, or thing?
Yeah.
You don't like that.
I'm not really crazy over the bathtub.
A closet.
Well, why?
Oh, jeez Louise.
Let's go somewhere besides place. Maybe person or thing.
Yeah, or like,
character. No, yeah, you can choose character for a noun, right?
How about Bugs Bunny? No.
Bugs Bunny's penis?
No, not his penis.
A stinky rabbit hole?
Okay. Oh, no, no, Elmer Fudd's uncircumcised penis.
Okay, we're just gonna do uncircumcised penis. Okay.
One more?
Jamie, noun.
No button.
Oh, good one.
This is going a little longer than we thought.
Okay,
thought
yeah, I'm going to throw... This is going to be a long one at the end. Salty, thick...
No, that's just a noun.
Okay, oh, yeah.
You're putting four things
together. How about crustacean?
Enemas. No. Mung. That's a pretty fine.
We'll go with taint. Taint is the part of the body.
The area in between the back of the balls and the asshole.
Oh, okay.
Or like it's also called the grundle.
The grundle, but they call it the taint because it taint your ass and it taint your balls.
Sometimes I sing tainted love.
Yeah. Okay, Mom. So this is titled My Balls, and we will read this.
Okay.
You get to read it.
Oh, good one.
All right. Of all the robust bosses in the world, mine rates number 8.
That's funny.
She doesn't take responsibility for any of her
cocks.
She always passes the taint and never admits to a single ball cheese. He doesn't have an original whorehouse of her own, but takes credit for every one of my wet thoughts.
That was good.
That was.
Frankly, he doesn't know his stained jock.
Strap.
From his elbow. I've never known him to offer
Jared
of encouragement or give anyone an approving pat on the
squirrel's penis.
Worst of all, he has a...
Delicious
upper... What?
A delicious
temper.
Yeah.
And is always shouting at the top of his vascular hoods. You can hear him three...
You can hear him three semen stains away.
Oh, yeah. You can hear him three semen stains away. That's a good tongue twister.
This man drives up to the bus stop. Believe me, if I could find another cranky beaver, I would put this stinky vesicular penis in a
uncircumcised
split... uncircumcised. In a split mug.
Mom. So let's just do that one over really quick. All the robust bosses in the world, mine rate's number 8. He doesn't take responsibility for any of his cocks. He's always passing the taint and never admits to change a single, admits to a single ball cheese. He doesn't have an original whorehouse of his own, but takes credit for every one of my wet thoughts. Frankly, he doesn't know his stained jockstrap from his elbow. I've never known him to offer Jared of encouragement or give anyone an appropriate pat on the squirrel penis. Worst of all, he has a delicious temper and is always shouting at the top of his upper vascular hood. You can hear him 3 semen stains away. This man drives up on... This man drives me up a bus stop. Believe me, if I could find another cranky beaver, I would quit this stinky, uncircumcised penis and split... in a split mug. Mung. Wow.
This is where I have problems.
That's Jared's handwriting. He writes like a freaking... an Egyptian blind guy.
All right, well... That was Mad Libs with my mom.
Thank you very much, Lori. You're free to go whenever, or you can just stick around.
If you want to hang out a little bit, you can.
I'm
going
to hang out
upstairs. Okay. She's going to go watch more of her new
favorite. Sure, because we got a new segment coming up. It's going to be pretty fun.
Okay.
I'm down and listening a little while.
Okay. Well, if you want to go, you can go whenever.
Well, do thanks.
Thank you. If you want to email my mom, lawpfw@aol.com.
Yeah, he's lying. That's a fake site.
lawpfw@aol.com.
No.
Send your dirty pictures.
Thank you, Lori. You're great. All right, so Jared, you're kind of like a gaudy person, right? You dig the guy God. Right?
I dig the good guy God.
Would you say you're a Christian, or would you say that you kind of like you kind of believe in the Christian thing? But you have your own opinions about stuff, right?
I'd say I'm pretty much Christian.
Okay.
Then again, your mom taught you never to talk or discuss religion or politics, right?
Well, I'm not. Your mom just left. Anyways, let me ask you a question. So you with your religion, you consider the Almighty God who created this whole entire planet, correct?
Yes.
He created the entire planet. You consider that entity infallible, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me ask you this. You don't smoke weed.
I don't.
God put that here. Are you saying he's made a mistake?
By putting weed there?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you can use it for a lot of good things other than getting high. But whatever, I don't have a problem with you getting high, Jamie. And if you're going to talk about that, why did God put weevils on the earth?
What's a weevil?
Weevil is an animal. What purpose does that serve?
A weevil? I'm sure it has its chain.
So what about heroin?
Heroin? I've recently learned, not from experience, but I've recently learned that there's no such thing as a horribly addictive drug. There's horribly addictive people. And if you have an addictive personality and you can't stop yourself from stuff, you're going to be addicted to
stuff
like that.
Okay, well, God put ketchup on this earth, and I hate ketchup.
Okay.
So I don't blame God for that. God didn't make a mistake, no.
Wow. Well put. You know what? I guess if you don't eat ketchup, it's okay if you don't smoke herb.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you're more of a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And you have some wacky ideas.
Wacky ideas, yeah.
Wacky ideas.
I'm crazy.
Why is gas so cheap right now?
Down
about a dollar.
Yeah, you know why? Because they don't need to charge for fucking... They're just wasting all this oil and all this precious like fossil fuels and stuff. You don't need to do that. You don't need to waste fossil fuels. You could use, like, what's it called? Like, vegetable oil or whatever to run cars. You can use other means to run cars. They're just pumping resource after resource because it's free money to them. And so they can just fuck around with you all they want. They can be like, oh, yeah, we're going to raise it up, and then we're going to drop it way down so you spend more money on it. So you go out and you spend a shitload more money because you think it's cheaper when it's actually, we're still making more profit off of it than you realize.
Yeah. But if they can charge, like, $2.90, why don't they charge $2.90? Why, like, you still have to buy it, and it's not like you can drive, you can...
Because it's called greed.
No, but they just lowered the prices.
They lowered the prices? It's like buy one, get one deals. When you go to the store and you buy a buy one, get one, they're like, sweet, he's going to get 2 packs. He's going to smoke those 2 packs. He's going to want another pack, but there are not going to be any buy one, get ones left. So he's going to have to really get it. You know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, I've worked at a Cumberland Farms before. I've seen people freak out about...
All I'm wondering... So there's no conspiracy, really. It's just greedy people.
Like, oh, no, there's no such thing as... I don't really believe in there's a conspiracy. I just believe people are lying to us, which pretty much is kind of a conspiracy. I don't know.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So...
If anything you disagree or agree with, please definitely email us at myspace.com/TheJaredAndJamieShow.
Okay, so we're going to introduce a new segment.
Another new segment.
Well, yes, another new segment. This is the all-new Jared and Jamie Show. Mm. Jamie. This is it.
This is the fucking premiere. Hold on. We need, like, firework sound effects and... What's turkey? There's turkeys on the field!
There's turkeys and fireworks running everywhere. Wild.
Oh, my God. And okay. Jeez. So... Wow.
So,
Okay.
Mad Libs with My Mom is going to be a new segment.
We'll do the reading, unless she can pick up on her.
Yeah, she's not very good at that yet.
No, I think she was a little nervous, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay, because it's so cute. When you think about it, if you're young, if you're like, I'm going to be 23 next Tuesday.
You're young.
Yeah, I'm fairly young. I'm not a baby, but I also understand that, like, our parents and our aunts and uncles and our grandparents and stuff like that, they're from such a different time. The world is so fucking different now that it's like, we're dealing with... It's like, doesn't it feel like all your relatives are like Foghorn Leghorn? You know?
Yeah, I don't.
You know who Foghorn Leghorn is?
I do.
Just kind of like silly, like drawing a line right here, man.
Okay,
right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, fine.
This went so far off the topic, off whatever. We didn't even have a topic. But anyways.
I gotta sneeze.
Mad Libs with My Mom.
Good time.
Is gonna be weekly.
Yep.
We're getting rid of Jamie, What the Fuck Were You Thinking?
Because you know what? Jared, what the fuck were you thinking when you came up with Jamie, What the Fuck Are You Thinking?
You know what? I enjoyed it. There are some people out there that enjoyed it. I don't think everyone can relate to it.
I think the honest thing to say right there would have been, we really weren't expecting any of this to go that far, and we're just having such a good time with it that we're actually going to have some fun with it and trying to make it a little bit more...
We're going
to
make it better for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Better for you.
Better it's for not... you makes it better for us.
Exactly. And hopefully, we're having fun. We get to hang out.
The more feedback you guys give us, the happier it makes us.
Anything
and
you want to hear, you let us know. Yep. If we should bring it back, we'll bring it back.
Yep. Whatever.
But right now, this what we're going to do...
You got a catchy name
segment,
for it?
We don't have a catchy name yet.
Okay. You can email us with a catchy name at myspace.com. / The Jared and Jamie Show.
Plug again. But that's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
The
just like myspace.com/JaredAndJamieShow.com.
So this is the thing, right? I have a dictionary in front of me.
In front of him.
In front of me.
Dread.
And Jamie, like all of us, myself included, sometimes we like to act a little smarter. Or pretend we're a little smarter than we are.
It keeps us going.
It keeps us going, you know?
It keeps us going.
So Jamie has a tendency of... He knows a lot of words.
But I like to make up words, too.
He likes to make up words. He knows a lot of words. But he doesn't always use them correctly.
In the right contents.
Context.
Do you see that?
Exactly.
Right there.
Good job.
All right.
Good example. He meant to do that.
Jared and Jamie Show.
Okay. Jared and Jamie Show. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pick a couple words out of the dictionary, three of them to be precise.
And two of them are going to be, I'm going to have to define and use in a sentence, and then the one of them that I get to pick, not out of the dictionary, but the one out of the three that I get to pick, I'm going to use as a pickup line.
He's going to have to use it, he's going to give the definition.
Ooh, and we can use my baby
and
girl.
And you can use his baby girl as a subject.
Yeah.
He's going to have to try to pick her up with a word that he thinks he knows.
Is that okay? Hold on. Is that okay? Do I have your consent?
Okay, yeah.
Is that the right way to say it? Consent?
Consent.
All right,
I said content.
No, that would have been funny, though.
That would have been good. So, these words I haven't really looked at. I'm just opening a dictionary. And Jamie, it's going to kind of probably sound to you out there like the National Spelling Bee at first, but it's not if Jamie needs to know a part of speech or something like that.
I'll ask him.
So, the first word, Jamie.
Word.
And that's going to be really annoying for anyone listening.
Sorry. I'm just cleaning up.
First, good manners, don't bang the table.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay. So the first word, Jamie, is pedendum.
Pedendum. Now this word, I'm pretty sure I know it's a noun, right?
Pedendum is a noun.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, pedendum, if I can remember, pedendum is, pedendum. I do believe is that a pedendum. I want to say that's almost a Native American word that can be brought back, I think it was 17...
He's not joking right now.
1740? No, I am totally joking. Pudendum. Well, pudendum. I would honestly say it does sound like a Native American word.
Yeah.
I'm going to say pudendum. The meaning of pudendum is when you're too damn poor to have a den of your own. So it's kind of like...
Poe, like poor.
Pudendum.
Pudendum, like...
But it's kind of like...
I'm Poe.
No, let's put it this way. You know I ain't got no pudendum, right? Or I could be like, you know what? Damn, your pudendum is out of this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so... What is a fabulous...
Yeah, let's... No,
okay.
That's a fantastic pudendum.
So that's a fact. You would go... That's how you'd use it in a sentence.
Hey, nice pudendum.
Okay, so now anyone could say that, but so what does pudendum mean?
Oh, pudendum means, pudendum is...
Don't get scared. There's no right or wrong answer.
I'm trying to clear the mind and remember and okay. fully remember, pudendum. You want the meaning now, right?
Yeah, well, you probably want to give the meaning before you use okay. it in a sentence.
So let's say pudendum is a compliment. It's roughly translated as the right leg. No, not the right leg.
Come on, you just gave three definitions. You said a compliment, the right leg, and too damn broke. And then in the sentence you used it as, you have a nice pudendum, I have no pudendum, or what? So if we're going to make this segment work,
okay,
give me a definition that you think it is,
okay.
And give me a sentence.
Pudendum is a state of being.
Okay.
State of mind.
All right. Okay. Pudendum means state of mind.
It's kind
of
like nirvana.
Okay.
Pudendum.
Like euphoria.
Yes. Like... I found my path and I'm on my way to pudendum.
So you found your path and you're on your way to pudendum.
Yes, pudendum.
Pudendum. Okay.
What is? Am I correct?
You are not.
Am
correct.
I close?
You are not close at all. A pudendum is the external genital organs of a human being.
Oh, I thought so. I have no
that
pudendum.
That of a woman.
I have no pudendum then. That's correct. And some pudendums. I really nice. I didn't think it was gonna be physical, but you know what? Now that everybody out there hears it, pudendum, keep yours to your down with
keep,
OPP.
Keep your pudendum owner's
private
to yourself.
Pudendum.
That's
owner's
right,
private
that's
pudendum.
Right. Okay, Jamie. So now the next word, that we're gonna do, right?
Well, no, other people's pudendum.
OPP, other people's pudendum.
Yeah.
Is going to. I hope I pronounce this right. Myrmecophagus.
Oh,
Myrmecophagus. Okay. Myrmecophagus.
Phrase tense or whatever.
Phrase tense?
I don't know.
Part of speech.
Part of speech, that's right.
It's an adjective.
Adjective. And it was what? Myrmecophagus?
Myrmecophagus.
Oh, the Myrmecophagus. Yes. Well, and since it's an adjective... It pretty much, I think the meaning is, oh man.
It's an adjective.
Isn't it like a confusion?
Confusion?
Yeah.
Okay, use it in a sentence.
This.
Myrmecophagus.
This Myrmecophagus is driving me up a wall. Yeah, there you go. The Myrmecophagus is driving me up a wall. Okay. Or this.
Okay, so Myrmecophagus actually means the feeding of ants.
You know what? When I have to feed the ants,
that drives
it drives me up a wall. Up a wall. Okay.
Okay. Now, one more that you're going to use in a pickup line.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Oh, wait, you were supposed to pick three, you dildo. And then I was supposed to get to pick one of them, because I would have definitely picked pudendum as my pick.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
You certainly would not have picked
pudendum. But I would have said it like, damn, I got a pudendum at home waiting for you.
Okay. Now this one's an easier word than the other one.
Okay.
Right. This is still used by kind of older people a little bit. It's a word that's still very much alive in
give
our
me the word.
English language.
Give me the word.
Muckluck.
Muckluck. Hold on. Oh, no, you don't need to tell me anything. Muckluck. You know, muckluck. I know what muckluck means.
You do?
Oh yeah. I'm just gonna use it in a pickup line, babe. You want to help me now?
Okay. There it goes. On. Jamie is going to try to pick up a
can
girl.
Can you just do me a favor and stand right there? I gotta actually...
Using the word muckluck.
I mean, I can't just come up with a pickup line off the top of my head. I'm definitely gonna have to, like, be in my zone.
We're acting this out right now.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Oh, dude, I must have fell into some muckluck meeting you here. Pretty beautiful. Wanna dance?
Ooh, baby.
It worked.
The muckluck to the okay, so muckluck is actually a seal skin or reindeer skin boot worn by Eskimos.
Yeah, see? Didn't I say I stepped into the right muckluck?
You don't even know.
I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
Okay, so until next time.
Yep.
That is the segment.
That is our new segment. We're gonna
if
have
you
to
have
work
any
on
words
that.
That you think you would
yeah, any
like
good
Jamie
words.
To try to...
You know what? Hey, I got an idea. Here, let me just throw one at you.
See, this is Jamie's new thing, where he won't do anything unless I do it first.
No.
So, no, really. It's okay to say it. So whereas Jamie before this whole podcast and his revelation...
You can read that in Revelation.
Jamie was a pioneer.
Yes.
He was a free thinker. He would make us laugh. He still makes us laugh.
Kind of.
But now, he won't do anything unless you do it with him.
Yep.
So now, he's gonna ask me a word, which clearly I know I'm not gonna know.
No, I'm gonna give it to you an easy one.
In probably about 10 minutes, he'll find the word.
No, I'm looking for a good one.
So, we'll
here
see
we
what
go.
What
the fuck?
So see no.
I'm right now. I was in crucifixion.
So if you want to email us some words that you think you can stump Jamie on, which isn't too hard, send them to the Jared and Jamie Show at yahoo.com or myspace.com/Jared and Jamie. We're gonna since the last podcast, it's kind of bad quality. We talked about some interesting stuff. Made a nice phone call. But we weren't too happy with it. We're gonna let this one go about an hour. I hope you're all still listening. If you're not, then you can't hear me say this right now. So it doesn't really matter. Jamie will probably. We have about 17 minutes left in the podcast. Jamie's still gonna be looking for a word. So you're gonna unfortunately have to hear me talk for a while. Otherwise,
I'm gonna get
this
it.
Would get quite.
I'll talk. I have a word for you.
Yo.
What's that word?
Okay, so you know the modeling place, Blaine.
Yes.
Do you know what Blaine actually means?
Blaine? The word Blaine?
The word Blaine. Well, I have it in a name book, so it's...
The name book. Because it's a modeling agency and words can have more than one meaning, and it would be a noun, I would say Blaine means modeling agency in
that
Boston.
That is not correct.
Blaine.
Thin and hungry looking in Gaelic.
Swelling or
is
sore?
The name of the modeling agency.
Blain,
that's
right?
Interesting.
And hungry looking.
Wait, it's Blain, right? Blain?
I-N-E.
Oh, an E. Well, I'm not seeing it in here. Oh, wait.
Because it's a name, Jamie.
No.
You're not going to find my name in
B-L-A-I-N
there.
Blain is what I found.
Okay, would you want me to tell you what Blain means?
I like this one.
Okay,
what's Blain mean? B-L-A-I-N.
B-L-A-I-N. Blaine. Give me the part of speech.
Yeah, where the fuck is it?
It's going to take him another 5 minutes to find
it. Oh,
it's
a noun.
It's a noun.
Yeah, it's Blaine. The N. Yep, that's what the N means.
Blaine is the... the root or shrub that grows on the outskirts of a garden.
Okay.
So you would say...
On the outskirts.
of the garden. So you would say, shit, that fucking Blaine on the outer edge of my garden really sucks.
I wouldn't say, let's not say garden.
What's the definition?
An inflammatory swelling or sore.
So it could be a...
thin, hungry-looking, inflammatory sore?
On my ass.
On my ass.
I have a very thin, inflammatory-looking sore on my ass. All right. So, do you want to do a debut?
Oh, that's right. We have Jamie's song.
This song was written a while ago in my old apartment when me and Jared were just bored one day and we were just fucking around. We were like, you know what? Why don't we... One, oh, God. Hey, look at this. We got a caller. Hold on. I don't know who this is, but we're going to pick it up and find out.
We love getting calls on the show. Call us.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up? Who's this? G-Wa?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Dude, welcome to the Jamie and Jared radio show. Or the Jared and Jamie show. Hello?
Hey!
What's up, dude? You're on our radio show. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, dude. How's your day been?
Not bad. You working tomorrow?
Yeah. Early, right?
Yeah.
You gonna pick me up again?
Yeah, be ready.
Alright, cool. You got anything cool to say?
No.
Alright. I'll see you at like 8, right?
7:45.
Alright, man. Hey, that was a good pork loin last night. Fucking good.
Yeah.
Alright, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Alright, I'll just beep when I get in your driveway at like 7:45, 8.
No problem, boy.
Alright.
Peace. Wow, that wasn't too good of a call.
No, it's... Is that how most of your conversations
are? Nah, I don't know. My life sucks.
It's all good. But anyways, back to
we're going
to
play it?
We're going to play it. We're going to debut it. And this is going to be downloadable on MySpace.
Cool. So the thing that I was doing some Simon Belmont rapping, and then I threw in a chorus that made... All one take that made Jared just like shit a brick, which is good. And then I came up with another one last week, right?
We're good. Yeah, We're putting together a demo for Jamie. We're gonna send it out. We got 3 songs so far. For the next couple weeks, we're gonna debut a song every show, and they're gonna be available for download on MySpace.
Take them and run if you like them. Whatever.
To the club. Get them. Get Jamie some air time. We want to make him a star.
That's not a button. All right.
So as MTV would do it.
All right. This is
Shake Your Thing. By Jamie Brer featuring
Jared Esterly.
In 5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
$14.92 Columbus sealed the ocean. Booyah. But don't be blue, y'all. When we used to play Nintendo all day long, it would be cool and it would be fun, and then we would sit and watch each and song. Simon Belmont was the man, they had a whip in his hand, holy whip and holy water, as he wants to marry your daughter.
Yo, what do you think about that, Chad?
Break it down.
Every day the same old way we would sit and play, but the symphony of the night was, damn tight. It's like the way you could take that shit and flip it upside down. The castle was crazy, like Patrick Swayze. Yeah, baby, no one puts you in the corner. I'm gonna show you right, girl, take you right all like pneumonia.
I'm gonna make you feel good. You don't need a jacket, cause it's gonna be warm in here all night long.
I like the way you shake your thing.
Better not motherfucking mess with me, cause I'm walking down the street in the middle of the night looking for motherfuckers that wanna fight, yo. I ain't wasting my time.
So that's my
Shake Your Thing by
Shake
Jamie
Thing
Blair
by me,
and we're gonna be back with a couple closing.
Yeah, we got like 10 minutes like left, that. And we'll come back and we'll have a little chat, and then we'll get the hell out of here. So right. Sit tight, peace, motherfuckers.
Chew on that. So yo. We're back, and
chew inserts. Well, actually,
chewing,
lifesavers.
Chewing winter.
I don't winter like green. Winter green.
Lifesavers, and you know what? I was just telling Jamie maybe we should just finish the show right now. He said, you know what, we have 10 minutes left, let's make it good.
It was a stale.
They're not stale.
They've got to be stale. Can lifesavers go stale?
Not when they're brand new and unopened.
It tastes like shit. Ugh.
No, your breath's just that bad that stuff like that tastes bad.
Are you calling me a troll?
I'm calling you a pedunda.
I am what I eat.
Oh! But anyways. Jamie said, you know what?
Wait, oh, I've been playing a game that I was actually thinking, listen to this, okay? So I'm playing this game called Black for Xbox. Fucking super fun game.
Yep.
I'm really enjoying it. And I'm going around sniping people. Almost reminds me of like a, almost like Resident Evil 4, which I also really love.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about it. So
any video game magazines want to pick Jamie up to review games?
Here's, listen, yeah, check out this review. I give Black a great review. Great game, but that's all I have.
On what kind of scale?
It's up there with, definitely with fucking, what's it called, Metal Gear Solid.
No, I mean like 9 out of 10, are we going like 90%?
Well, let's say Metal 8. Gear Solid's a 10, I'd give it an...
So Metal Gear Solid is the top game ever.
For PlayStation, for the kind of, like, first-person shooter, kind of.
It wasn't really first-person, more of a third-person.
Yeah, it kind of was third-person, but it's still kind of, okay, so, it's kind of like, it's kind of like...
What would you give it?
I'd give it an...
What are you scaling it?
Oh, 9. It's really
9
fun.
Out of 10?
Yeah, 9 out of 10. Okay. Really fun game, if not a 10.
Okay, and so, if you want this in your magazine, Jamie could provide it. This in-depth review.
Yeah, well, yeah, I could. So anyways,
9.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm playing this game, right? And I'm fucking into this game, and I'm just sitting there, I'm shooting people's heads off, getting good with a sniper, and just doing shit, fucking really feeling with my adrenaline, working the buttons. And I go for a walk. And as soon as I step
in the game or outside?
Outside. I take a break so I can go, like, get a cigarette. Because I didn't have any, so I had to walk around, like, and try to bum one off somebody. So I'm walking around, and as soon as I step outside, I'm looking into every fucking window, waiting for somebody to fucking break the glass and start shooting at me. And this happens to me with, like, Zelda, too. Like,
In Zelda, you think, like...
No, if I'm playing Zelda, and then, like...
You're gonna
the next
get
day,
on,
I'll
like, an Orcana, and a horse is gonna come.
No, it's more like, I'll find my cell phone that I lost, and I'll think, found lost cell phone, and then I'll see it floating above my head, and I'll hear... So it gets me all excited. But no, I was thinking, imagine if, like... I wonder what the effects on, like, if say you're in the army, right? Say, because I've got a buddy who's in the army right now, and he's probably gonna go over to Iraq or whatnot. But I would want the best chance.
Now, wait, you have to be careful that you don't say anything that might...
Nope, don't worry, this is cool. No, I'm not going to... This has nothing to do with my political views
or anything
like that.
They keep us free. They keep us free.
And paranoid. Anyways, so... but I was thinking, shit, this game made me, like, fucking looking around and waiting for anything, anticipating stuff. Imagine if my buddy, like, on his way to Iraq, he's sitting in like one of the things, and before they give him a gun and tell him to go on the front line, he's sitting there with a fucking video game, getting all intense with it. Do you think he would up his chances? Because he'd already be like prepped almost. You know what I mean? Because it really does kind of prep you.
I wouldn't. I don't. Well, think, you, I don't no. think Jamie. It could, that I think that's probably the most common misconception with every youth. In America, that the army and stuff like in war is like a video game.
Oh, no, it's super surreal and really challenging to the brain, and it probably fucks a lot of people up.
Because that's like saying...
Look, if... I'll be honest, the concept of war, I think, is illegitimate. I don't think it makes sense. I think in a world of so much love and beauty, there shouldn't be no anti-love, which is war. So, fuck that.
It's like
yeah.
a symbiote.
It's like fucking the bizarro love.
Bizarro love.
Bizarro.
War.
Yeah,
but,
seriously.
But yeah, so...
But no, do you know what I'm saying?
No, because...
You've had that feeling before. I know
yes,
you played,
yes,
like...
but I don't think... I
you
don't
played,
think,
like, Resident Evil 4 at night, and you've been like, oh my god!
But
and,
it wouldn't... I don't think the effects would be the same where someone that was at war, who came home to play The Sims on their PC, would be, like, not ready for it, because... They're
the
like
Sims.
Ready. They're like they walk around in The Sims and they're like, oh, I'm ready to shoot somebody.
No. I'm not saying it affects people wanting to shoot people. I'm saying would it honestly? And because when I don't know about you guys, but when I'm sitting there and I'm playing a video game, the only thing that counts is in that little fucking square, and I can't even see anything else. I'm just playing the game.
Yeah, but if you were to play like Final Fantasy or something, I don't think your level 2 fire. Is gonna be better because you played Final Fantasy. If you're ever able to cast fire, right? If you're ever
oh okay,
if
and ever, I'm the one who smokes pot.
If you're ever able to cast fire, Jamie, I don't think that someone who never played Final Fantasy and someone who has. The person who has would be able to
you know
cast
what?
Fire better.
And speaking of the casting fire, I think you'd cast fire. Because you know what? I saw a movie recently that I kind of enjoyed, X-Men 3.
Yes.
It wasn't the best, but I heard it has 3 different endings. I didn't get to see all 3 different endings. I didn't get to play with the special features, so whatever. But I would definitely be Iceman. You'd be that pyro dude. Because you'd be all about fire. Bless you.
No, I wouldn't be all.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You're
I'd be like, oh, fight
you're
me with fire.
You're way more
and
evil
I'd be like,
than me.
No, I'm not evil.
You're way more evil than me.
Yeah, see, America,
listen to
your people.
Jamie stutter. Listen to
you
Jamie's
stuttered
stutter.
First.
I didn't. I stuttered to make fun of you.
Yeah.
See?
No, I don't think so. Anyways, this is the common flaw with people. They take lack of understanding.
Jamie, pick
as,
a number
as
1 to 10.
666.
Exactly. The sign of the devil. See? He's evil, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, I was the little boy that played in The Omen in the 80s. They actually did tattoo 666 on the back of my head, so... But just because I've got this number tattooed on my head, and because allegedly my father is Satan, doesn't mean I'm bad.
Doesn't.
Leave the child alone. Yeah, you'd probably hit Damien, huh? You'd probably hit the little boy.
I would hit the little boy.
Yeah. Hear that? Hear that, America? Or hear that, mates?
Mates.
That's
oh,
right.
oh, real quick, because we don't have a lot of time left.
3 minutes.
I want to say I love British people.
And more than Americans.
And I love their accents.
Yes, it's sexy. Olivia Newton-John.
For girls.
Spice Girls.
Dead sexy.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Dead sexy. But,
even Beckham's hot.
Even Beckham's hot. Like, we should put that at the beginning of the show. Maybe it'll get some of them to listen.
Some ratings, yeah.
But the thing is... I think, when I think of British people, I think of, like, polite, like, well-mannered, well-spoken, just,
Well, think about it.
No, wait, you don't even know what I'm getting at.
Okay, go ahead.
So at my work today, where I see everybody, and it's usually old people that just piss me off, a girl comes up, this blonde girl comes up to the service desk.
Blue eyes, right?
I think so.
Yep.
I don't remember it correctly.
Not to be Aryan.
To get a card from my work, right?
Excellent.
And they call me over because they need help, and she talks to me, opens her mouth. If she's British, the accent. I'm like, good
and
God,
the, and
man.
The first thing you think
this
of is putting
good.
Something in it.
No, not at all. But I was like, cool, she's British, because any like, British person I've talked to...
Doesn't it make you want to talk British back to them?
Makes me want to talk British back to them. And
Hello.
Hello. And... The thing is, I was like, cool, maybe she'll be really nice, like, polite and everything. She was she was the first British person that totally changed my views on him. She was
what?
She was so
rude?
Impatient, she was rude, and I'm not pigeonholing, sorry, that didn't come out right.
That sounds sexual.
Yeah, any British people, anyone from England, anything. Oh, you can't. Because I love them all, and it's not going to change. I still watch The Office. I still watch Coupling.
Oh, Whose Line?
Whose Line? The old school original British one. I still watch The Thin Blue Line. Everything. You okay, name it. Anyways. Fawlty Towers, blah, blah, blah. We got to wrap
Fawlty
this up.
Fawlty Towers is good.
Fawlty Towers is awesome, but...
John Cleese. Oh, yeah. Monty Python. Anything like that.
You can't go wrong. But I just wanted to say, if you come to America, if you shop at the Big Y, you meet me, try to be a little polite, because I'm going to be a polite back.
And
I'll even talk British back to you.
I got to say one thing. We got 1 minute left, because now, woo, 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 we just hit an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, I love the British community. I think they are very wholesome and beautiful people. I think they're very sexy. And I think that they've got beautiful eyes and a lovely accent. But I also think it sounds like they're talking with a dick in their mouth. I swear I heard crickets. I'm just kidding. We love your accent.
It's dead sexy.
It's dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
And as a matter of fact...
We wouldn't mind you talking with a dick in your mouth.
As a matter of fact, if you took that personal, just look at it. We're in America. Ha, 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 ha. It's so, you know, we're going to be a little bit bitter.
A little bit. America sucks.
I mean, look at
sucks.
Yeah. Look at how much, I put it this way.
I like capitalism, but I hate America.
Look at Canada. You got Canada, the chillest A people, just hanging out up there. And then you got Mexicans, which are, as far as I'm concerned, extremely cultured, a little violent, but that's a little stereotypical. And the Montezuma's revenge doesn't help the situation either. But then you get this America, this land in between that's bleeding both of these like worlds in together, and it's just, man, honestly, America is looking, instead of like the mixing pot, it's looking like the toilet.
And did you know that President Bush
sucks?
He signed a bill that they're gonna put a fence, like a fence.
Oh.
On the border of Mexico, but it's only going to go about 3/4 of the way.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. Hey.
I swear to God.
All I got to say is, Mexico, you don't think they got people who do like shit like the Rocketeer? You can't build a fence that high.
You can't build a fence that high. We're going to leave it at that. You just can't build a fence that high.
What do you think?
Mexicans, we love you. British people, we love you. Americans,
Canadians,
we love you.
French
Canadians,
people.
What's up?
America, it's okay. It's not your fault. It's the people that are dictating you. Whoops. Aha. Anyways.
This didn't really...
If I don't get shot, we'll be
back next week. We're going to be preparing a new song. And keep it real.
Word. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Boys to men.
ABC, BBD. Mm-hmm.